When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she brought home her grandfather's favorite sweater for comfort, but she didn't expect that he might come home with it.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is here today.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, that is rough. Because I'm thinking about this sweater that you just talked about in the intro, because you want something that reminds you of them, and yet are you inviting something to go on?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing, and it's hard to let go.
But if you're inviting your grandfather in, that would be a little bit more comforting.
It would be different, but at the same time, do I want that?
Yeah.
You know, it's tough, and yet it's hard to let the stuff go. Like, I had my dad's a bag of his clothes. I couldn't even open the bag for 7-8 years until I finally just had to. I just tell you, it's tough. It's tough to say, I'm going to let this go when it was something that belonged to somebody you love.
I think in this story, you know, like after our grandma died and after the funeral, we went back to her house and all of our cousins were like, hey, I want this. I want this. It felt like this weird, bizarre movie I was living in.
I could not hate that more.
It felt so disrespectful. And our grandmother had a collection of little pictures that she collected all over the world. P-I-T-C-H-E-R. It's not picture, yeah. But pictures.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted was a few of those. She had, I don't know, 100 of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted some of those. That's all I wanted because she loved them and that was her collection. And I left the house with nothing that day. I was like, it was so disrespectful. So I ended up with some of them because somehow our mom got them and I ended up with them because that's what I wanted. And so I did get some and I love them very much. I love seeing them.
Yeah.
But grandma didn't come with them. But I also get wanting that little something that she loves so much that she collected them.
Yeah. But
they weren't even, none of them even gave two shits about that.
You know, it's, I just can't stand that.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, it's just, and I don't mean to be grumpy, but just, it just feels disrespectful.
Well, that was so grumpy of you, Kathy. My God, I'm sensing grumpiness. So I think that's what was going on here. Just wanted something from grandpa.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. But then, you know, like we always talk about things coming with stuff, right? And so
you never know.
You never know. Yeah, that's right.
So it is a rather long call. So let's just jump right in.
Alrighty.
Hi, everybody. This is Kim. I called in twice before. Actually, funny enough, heard one of my recordings. Maybe early this week that you guys played, I think it was Kathy and Carol, one of the shows they were on. So thanks so much for that. I listened to it and kind of was exciting to hear myself on the show. I realized I talk a lot faster than I think, so I'm going to try to keep that in mind today while I'm telling another one of my experiences. I also heard... you guys mentioned that you may have used my story on a live. I actually need to probably look that up and check because I listen to you guys normally at work throughout my day to get through work because my job is like really, really stressful. And, you know, it kind of helps me get through my day. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about another experience I've had in the place I still live in, my duplex. Same experience I've had, I mentioned before, with when I first moved in, I saw like a ghost or whatever one. Like I said before, and I may have to call in maybe numerous times to kind of share quite a few of my stories because I have literally had unusual experiences my entire life from as far back as I can remember, maybe like age 3 or so. So still in my place. And okay, let's see. I've been in my place now for about 15 years. I stay there mainly because the housing market is insane and I had a good deal here, so I'm just gonna stay there for now. My apartment. Okay, so I've had numerous times where I am now where beyond the person that I saw was a woman that came and went, and after I think like 2013 or so, I did not see that presence anymore, but I started picking up on other things. And I noticed I started picking up on things after, I don't know how to explain it. A few experiences were before I had a grandparent and great-grandparent pass away, and then there were more activity happening after a specific grandparent had passed away. So let's see. I'm going to say 2014 or so, I've had experiences with feeling like different things were in the room. It's kind of difficult to explain what that feels like, but I guess if you're sensitive to sound and movement and stuff, and I kind of am, you would know what I'm talking about. You can just tell when somebody's in the room, even if they don't speak. It's just like, you know, having somebody shadow you at work or school or something like that. So I've had quite a bit of that during 2014, especially during like the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. for some reason. And when that happens, I kind of just stay in my bed because I can feel it in my room. And I kind of stay in my bed. I keep my eyes closed because I'm trying to judge whether it's going to do something or not. And to this day, I still don't know what that specific is, the specific feeling that of the hovering, but I do know for a fact that something or someone enters my room every so often, and it's way less now than it used to be, and they'll just kind of move from the doorway around like one side of my bed and just stand over me. And if you ever had someone to, like I said, stand over you, like at work or school or something, and just not speak to you, you kind of know that feeling. It kind of gives off not pressure and not exactly heat, but you can feel it. It almost like it disturbs the air in the room, in a sense, where you can feel it. But anyway, whatever. But I do notice that if you've never done anything other than that, just kind of like I get the feeling of just checking me out. Not like that, but like peeping over to see if I'm sleeping or if I'm there in my bed. And I just stay still. I do, because I'm like, let me not react really crazy or whatever, because I don't know if I open my eyes right now if I'm going to see anything or not. I have tried a couple of times to open my eyes once I felt like it moved away from my direct end of the bed where my head is and goes back towards my feet, but then I don't see anything. It's like, okay. I've also had that same presence kind of, how can I explain it? It's always in my room walking from that doorway and then like kind of moves away, like above my head where my closet is. I get to the point now, because I've been in my place for 15 years, and I kind of feel like certain spirits, if you will, if they are passing by, because I don't think it's the same ones. I literally do feel like there's probably more than one spirit that may just pass through my house. I don't know why. I haven't done any research or anything, but it's just different feelings per present kind of thing. And so that, and I was mainly starting around 2:13, 2:14, and I barely have that feeling these days, maybe like once or twice a year. As of 2:15, I had a grandfather that passed away since I've stayed in my place. That was pretty rough for me. I was actually visiting family Christmas that year, and my grandfather was pretty sick, and he passed away in he and my grandmother's house. I was in the room when he passed because he was having complications. And my grandmother, my mom, and people who were visiting woke up and came to kind of aid him. Yeah, so I was in the room when that happened. It was pretty difficult to deal with. Post his funeral, my grandmother and family were kind of taking down a lot of his belongings and, you know, giving them away or whatever, dumping them and stuff. I remember being really upset that they were getting rid of his favorite recliner, because when I used to visit my grandmother's house, I slept in the recliner from like my teenage years up to now. So that's a long time, not a long time, but like a significant amount of years that I slept in a chair by choice, because I loved my grandfather's chair. I was very, very close to my grandfather, and I was really upset they got rid of his chair. So I felt like I wanted to take something of his back home with me after the funeral. So while everybody was kind of just packing down his belongings, I sat in my grandmother's room pretty quietly, just, you know, trying to make sense of things. And I kind of felt drawn to this very specific sweater that he wore. And I'm going to call it the Mr. Rogers sweater, because that's what it reminds me of. It's not the same color, but it's like a tan color zip up, you know, like heavily knitted sweater. I don't know. I don't even think stores sell stuff like that anymore. It's just so intricate. But he wore a lot of sweaters over button-up shirts. He's a pretty snazzy dresser in the winters or whatever like that. So for some reason, that sweater stuck out to me a lot, and I wanted that sweater. And I did ask my grandmother, can I keep something? And she goes, oh, yeah, sure. Just get something. And so I got the sweater, and I took it home. And the sweater for a while still smelled like my grandfather, so I'm just like, okay. You know, and I put it in my closet with my things, just, you know, just put it to the back. I did notice maybe some months after he passed, because he passed around the Christmas towards like late spring, that I started having like another like presence feeling around the house. And I just assumed it was whatever I was feeling some year ago, or whatever, with whatever was coming to my room to check on me and leave it out. But this one was not doing that. It was a different movement altogether. It kind of felt, how can I put it, warmer, but not warmer. Okay. Where I stay, my specific room is not very well insulated. So in the winter, it's cold. And in the summer, it's crazy hot in my room. I have to circulate air around with the fan. So I could tell when there's cold in a room when it's warm and vice versa. So like I said, it's like late spring. It's not yet hot. And I'm feeling things certain times of day and night, and not just night. Like before, when I was feeling stuff around 3 to 7 a.m., things started happening in my room and in the hallway towards my room, like midday, sometimes when I'm there on the weekends, you know, like between the hours like 12 and 4, and then at night. And it was more like I could hear creaking on the floor, and my place is carpeted. So that's weird. You really can't hear anybody walk. I heard creaking here and there. I mean, I would stop to look around, as I typically do, to see if my kids are moving around, or again, a cat, because I had a cat. But my cat isn't heavy enough to make that sound, so it would be weird. And then, like I said, when I'd be settled down watching TV or trying to rest in my room, I would start feeling like the movement around my room again, kind of like the air felt displaced. Like there were warmer spots in some places. I would stand up and kind of move towards where I felt, you know, the temperature change to see if it was like air blowing or a fan or something, a breeze coming in my room, and it wasn't. So I'm like, okay, there's just like a pocket of warm here. And then there were nights like I would sleep and this, I would feel like, sitting on my bed, sitting, obvious sitting. I have one of those like, memory mattress. So when you sit, you can feel it. You can feel it. Like the whole bed kind of cushioned in, you know, it's weird. So with force. So this wasn't like a little indent. This was like a full on sit. Seriously. And it happened quite a bit. The first time it happened, this was, like I said, during the summer now at this point, after my grandfather passed. And I was, like, trying to go to sleep, but I wasn't fully asleep. So I was just laying there in my succumb, my bed. I kind of thrash around a lot before I go to sleep. That's just what I do. And I kind of, like, parted my leg to the side. So I go on a diagonal sleep, and I felt the indent at the corner of my bed. And I thought, okay, one of my sons must have got up and came in my room. Maybe they're sitting there. Maybe they have something to say. And I turn around, look up, you know, and there's nobody there. And I'm like, okay. And I lay back down for a moment, and I feel the indent move. And at that point, I had only to look above my shoulder, so I didn't think to pull the blanket back right away. But I did do pulling the blanket back the second time I felt the indent, and it was like shifting from one, the feeling was shifting from like the edge of the bed to the middle. So I did not sit back up. I kind of pulled the blanket to the side, and I moved my leg towards where I thought I felt it to kind of figure out, you know, what's going on here. Because there's no way my cat would have that, because it's a cat. My cat is, she was pretty thin. She isn't a big cat, and plus a cat could make that feeling. And I could not feel the indent, like outwardly from the mattress where I rolled my foot across, but I could feel, it was bizarre, let me tell you. Just the feeling of something in there, but then when you put your foot down there, it's not. It's just like, what is this? And the spot was warmer. And I'm thinking, what the actual, you know, because if you have a memory foam bed, I guess anybody could tell you, they don't really hold heat. So it would be cold. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And I kind of just like, I don't know what this is, because this feels very different, but not horrible. Just kind of freaked me out, because I'm just like, this is not the same presence that, you know, from last time. So I was trying to figure it out for the life of me. Yeah, so that went on for a while. And then I started to I started to smell things around my apartment that should not be there. My grandparents were smokers. My grandmother's still alive. My grandfather smokes a very specific brand of cigarettes. Is it Pall Mall or Pall Mall or something? And I remember it because, again, my nose is pretty sensitive and things. So I remember the smell of certain brands of cigarettes, depending on who in the family smoked. And my grandfather had stopped smoking maybe 15 years before he passed away. There was no way, because my grandparents laundered their clothes every week. They're pretty, like, meticulous about cleanliness and stuff. And I'm thinking, there is no way that I'm smelling cigarette smoke. And there's one person that lives below me. I did go downstairs and talk to them, ask them, you guys got smokers? Because this is non-smoking, you know, I'm smelling smoke. And they thought I was like, what, you blaming us for something crazy? And I'm like, are you sure? There's nobody here visiting you that smokes. And they kept telling me, no, nobody's smoking. Nobody has cigarettes. We don't do that. This happened like so often. It was just like come out of nowhere and feel the air to the point where I would ask my sons, do you guys still smoking? Is anybody outside smoking and things like that? And I would just pace around the house trying to figure out where the smoke was coming from. I would smell the vents. I went, you know, to go talk to the neighbors to both sides of my place and below me. I even went outside to just literally smell the air, like circle around the property, see if maybe somebody drove or walked by, you know, something like that could have blew in through the AC thing or whatever. And I could never find the smell outside. It's only in the house, like in my room, and then it would go away. And when I started thinking about the fact that I can't figure out where the smoke is coming from, I started noticing the fact that that's a very specific cigarette. I actually went to go visit family months later. It was like closer to a holiday, like November or whatever. So Thanksgiving's coming up, and I kept talking to one relative because I didn't want to be weird about it. And I said, I am smelling smoke. I said, cigarette smoke from my grandfather. And I told them, don't say anything weird, but somebody needs to buy a pack of those cigarettes and light one. I didn't want to do it because I'm like, what? It was just weird for me to even say it. But this is one of my cousins I was talking to who's kind of like, I don't know. We get along. We're really close. So she would have thought it was weird. So she said, cool, we'll do that. So we went to the store. We bought a pack of my grandfather's old cigarettes. And she opened the box and lit one. And we were just standing outside of the store as she let it, like, blow the wind or whatever, because neither one of us smoke. And she let it just burn away and wave the smoke around. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's that smell. And she goes, well, maybe it's like one of your neighbors, anybody come by your house as a smoker. I said, no, because my nose is sensitive. I don't deal with smoke. And I made sure that, you know, the people that live below me that weren't smokers. And I verified all that stuff. So I told her, I am feeling like somebody is sitting on my bed sometimes, just, I don't know, maybe just checking up on me. That's the way I said it to her, like, maybe they'll be checking up on me. And then they get up and they go. And I told her, but the weird part about it is it's giving off warmth, not hot, like a slight warmth, like a person. And she goes, what? And I'm like, yeah, seriously. And I told her, don't tell my grandmother, because the first instinct when something like that happens is to go tell my grandmother. Because when I was growing up, after a while of having a lot of experiences, who I was told to report things to when they were happening were my grandmother, my grandfather, and one of my aunts, who was kind of crazy religious, but I don't really talk to my aunt about these kind of things anymore because, like I said, she's crazy religious and she takes things like out of whack. And so I told my cousin, don't tell my grandmother, because my grandfather had just passed that year and I didn't want people to be weird towards me and be like, oh, maybe it's just me feeling sad and thinking about memories. And I'm telling her, honest to God, it's smoke. And it comes and goes. It has warmth to it where I'm feeling seething. And she's like, okay. So we just left it alone. Like I said, that had gone on for years, since 2015, on and off, on and off, on and off. Part of the story, I know it's about to sound like it's going someplace else. I've also had a few dreams with my grandfather in it. And in those dreams, he shows up to just tell me things, but he's not being very forward. He's kind of being like passive about him explaining things to me. And in these dreams, I've been like maybe 6 to 10 feet away from him, so never close enough to him. And in my dreams, and my mom has always made a big deal about the fact that she doesn't like that I can't control what's going on in my dreams. And I'm like, who can? Maybe some people can. I cannot. I'm just there to watch and figure out what's happening. So my grandfather has mentioned things to me in my dream, and I have told my grandmother about them. I'll have to call in another day about that because that's an entirely different story. But even in those dreams, he, for some reason, gives off heat, which I find very unusual because in my dreams, I don't really feel things. I've like tripped and fallen in my dreams and, you know, like random dreams, but there are dreams specifically with people that I've had that my family, the family at least that I speak to about these kind of things, feel like that I'm getting messages from a few people who passed on. Now, last time I had a dream with my grandfather was last year. it was pretty weird. And my grandmother was sick, ended up going to the hospital, but I had the dream before she went. And he was simply showing me something that he wanted me to tell my grandmother. So when my grandmother went to the hospital, I came that day and told her, you know, kind of to the side of her when my son was listening. I said, I had a dream with, you know, my grandfather in it. And she goes, what'd he say? And that's just the way she talks to me. And I have to report because my whole life, this is what I have done. And she kind of just sits there and I guess try to grasp meaning from it. And she'll let me know sometimes what she thinks it means.
And that's where she got cut off.
Oh, no.
I know. So now she has to call back with that end part about grandma. But I think we got enough of what's going on with grandpa. But, yeah. You know, even before grandpa, she's very sensitive. And it felt like something's going on in her apartment anyway.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah. And the thing, yeah. It's interesting because I don't know how to describe it exactly. I don't think you could either. But I have felt that feeling. Mm-hmm. I can't see it, but there is something here. Right. And it's a weird feeling. And I'm like, it's watching me. And, you know, and she's definitely experiencing that.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really interesting with her grandfather. Because it really did feel like it was him.
It doesn't. I've had the same thing happen a few times with the smoke. And
yeah.
My dad smoked Benson and Hedges, which is a very specific kind of smell to a cigarette. And I would occasionally get that, where I would get this, all of a sudden I smell, and it's that cigarette. I would recognize that cigarette anywhere because he always smoked it, and we were little kids, and I don't know why, but the car windows would be up, and we'd be like, open the windows! You know, I mean, like, it was just... I smelled like Benson and Hedges growing up because my dad smoked them. But when the Cubs won the World Series in 2016, I never dreamt when they would finally win the World Series that I would be by myself watching the game.
Right, as I was.
And so I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, the, you know, final out, I realize they've won. Like, my heart is just going crazy, and I have that smell. It just permeated the room, Benson and Hedges. And my dad would have just been crazy about that, the Cubs winning. So I get it. I get that, like, and you know, Kim's saying, to the point, we got to go buy a pack of cigarettes because am I losing my mind?
When she even went to neighbors and like, are y'all smoking? Because we're not supposed to be smoking in this building. And obviously you are. No, we're not.
Yeah. And I thought it was kind of funny when I believe it was her mother said, she can't stand that I can't control my dreams. I'm like,
makes me think when she said that, it made me think that sensitivity kind of runs in the family.
I know, but I would have to say I have it both ways. There are times that I cannot, but then there's times where I say, oh no, I'm not doing this. And I stop it and wake up.
Mm-hmm. You know. I've done that.
So I have it both ways, but Kim said that she doesn't ever do that. So I guess there's people that maybe never can. I can, but there are times where I cannot. Mm-hmm. That this is a dream that something else has taken over here. Like if a visitation dream that you wouldn't have control over.
Well, and I really want to know the end there about with the grandma and what
Kim,
was that all about?
Call us back because I want to know what he said, or at least if grandmother understood it. You don't. It might have been something very personal, and you don't want to tell us. But at least
I think she was going to.
I know. At least give us the update.
But I definitely think Kim has sensitivity. I think, and at first I'm like, maybe this isn't her grandpa. It's because there's other activity in her apartment.
Right. There's that.
I mean, she's lived there a long time. But the cigarette smell, there's just indications that that's grandpa.
Do you think the sweater even mattered?
I think he just showed up. He could have shown up either way.
I think so, too. I think that the sweater is something that maybe gives her a sense of, you know, closeness to him still. And it's there and she can smell it. And maybe that's probably worn off a little bit by now. But I'm not sure she had to have the sweater.
Right. But then feeling somebody sitting on the bed and that whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when you feel somebody sitting on your bed.
Oh, yeah. Without.
But got to finish the story, Kim. Let us know. So if you have a real ghost story or Kim, Kim, yeah. Call in anytime. 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.